Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
Now, I've sent you the advert that was on TAFE, who are a property service.
Right, so this is a house to rent, is
Yes,
it?
This is a house to rent.
Okay.
I don't know what I should do first. Either read the advert. I mean, there's a sentence in it.
Read the advert. Come on, we've been waiting.
Oh, you want me to read the advert?
Yes.
Right, okay. This is the house that's next door to me.
Right.
That is for rent.
Okay.
Wonderful location. Highly sought after neighbourhood.
Until you moved in.
Hang on, wait for it. Rich and famous live here. Celebrities too.
No. Shut up.
That's me. That's me, George.
Are you sure?
That's me.
Are you sure? Is there anyone else around there?
No, it's the house next door.
Is it saying bracket said this?
It's the house next door.
No.
Yeah, that's who they're talking about. They're talking
like
about
mini
me.
Mini Hollywood.
Aren't they? They have
do you
to
have little
be.
Bus trips going around now as well.
What I should do is when people move in, all right, I'm going to do the opening ceremony next door.
Yeah.
Cut the ribbon.
I'm going to start
that's
selling maps
do.
Around Moscow. Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Get up! This is High FM. My name is Robin Banks. Hello. And George Ryland is there.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah. We've met.
And then we noticed... What was the quote again?
But then we noticed it was a bear when it grew up.
But then we noticed it was a bear when it grew up.
I mean, which one of us hasn't said that? I mean, do you need any more?
Oh, gee, that's just great.
I will give you the story.
No, make up your own story to this. I think that somebody got a puppy or a koala. No, that's a bear, isn't it? A koala bear. A puppy, I'm going with.
How many people do you know get koala bears?
Just randomly. I think I'll get a koala bear. And they got a puppy and grew up into a bear.
Essentially, yeah, this is a Chinese family. They brought a Tibetan Mastiff puppy. They grew a bit suspicious when he started walking on two legs. Also, the fact that daily he was getting through a box of fruit and two buckets of noodles.
Noodles, even
but
the
it's
noodles
still, it took them 2 years to figure it out. 2 years until they noticed it was a fully grown black bear.
Oh man, that is funny.
Oh, you'd have to have a look around the rest of your family at that point, wouldn't you?
You were.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
Christina Aguilera is going on tour. You know how long it is since she's been on tour?
20-odd years, something?
10 years.
I would have been fine with 20.
I just really hope that she remembers how to sing whilst making faces of excruciating pain like she does. She does, doesn't she?
I hope she leaves the chaps at home.
Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
Are you still there?
Yay! I think you can do the whole rest of the show now.
Wow, the top of hour. You did the top of hour. Nice one.
Did I?
Nice
wow.
one, you.
I'm so proud of myself.
How did that feel?
Oh, so cool.
It was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you listening have just tuned in now, this lovely person here was just on the radio about 10 minutes ago, all slick and tight, as they say in radio land, doing the top of hour. It was amazing.
Natural.
Amazing. Pride. Right, who are you? And thank you so much for hanging on so long.
It's all right. I'm Kotba, and I'm just calling to tell George that she broke my heart yesterday. She did.
Okay, did you meet George out?
Well, I think I saw her walking by at Grand Mall.
Ooh!
And I, and I called her name, and she didn't even look at me. So.
Did you? Oh, was I walking quite quickly? You know why?
No!
God!
It's quite a long way from the loo to the studio, and I was on air.
Did
sorry.
You...
oh, you should have come around to the radio station and come in.
I can't believe you blanked this lady. You blanked her.
I did come to the radio station, but I didn't see anywhere there, so I was like, oh, did I really see George or was I dreaming?
What time was this?
It was around noontime. I can't remember. Around
noon.
I was in the mall from 12 till 4, and my show's 1 till 4.
Well, hang on. Cosmo, what does George look like?
She looks like the same way she looks like on Instagram.
It's true. Well played.
Where are you now? Why don't you come down now? Come and see us.
I can't do that. No, I'm on my way to work.
Oh, fair enough then. I mean, we tried, didn't we?
We did try. Yes.
Yeah, you did.
All right,
did.
Cosmo, thank you so much for being tight and slick at the top of the hour, just before 7 o'clock. Thank you so much for hanging on so long. And thank you so much for being blanked by George yesterday.
I'm just breaking hearts over a bun.
All over the place. See you later, Cosmo. Bye-bye.
See you guys. Thank you. Bye. Get
up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is Hiya Fam. Oman.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's that?
This is Ali.
Ali, how's it going, mate, this morning?
Right. There is nothing working, actually, in the car properly, except the AC.
Hang on, there's nothing working in your car properly apart from the AC. Okay, well, that's the
AC
best thing.
AC and the radio. But this morning, I had another problem, which the seatbelt buckle would not lock.
Oh, no, that's not good. So what have you done, then?
I had to tuck it in my jeans.
Hang on. The seatbelt is strapped around you, so it looks like you're wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah, but it's stuck in my jeans.
Dude, that could be a bit dangerous if you get into
that's
an accident.
That's got to be illegal.
Well, it is, yeah.
But
however,
the seatbelt's either working or it's not.
It's better than looking that I'm not following the safety.
However, if you do have an accident and we read about you in the paper, you get thrown out of the car.
Without the jeans.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, that's a really unfortunate ending, isn't it?
It's not an ending because you're still alive. And you're on the highway, and you're fine, right? You got thrown out of the car, and your jeans have been ripped off.
Running the other direction.
You're there in your pants, and people don't see the car accident; they just see this crazy half-naked man.
Running away from the accident.
Ali, get your seatbelt fixed.
Like today?
Yes. No one wants to see that.
Yeah, we'll do that today.
Pete trousers cheers, back
guys.
On.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Bye bye. Thanks for calling.
Weekday morning.
Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Turn it up.
Yeah. Oman's Hiya FM.
I want to hear about that. I think everybody needs to hear about that.
I think so too.
Muscat Daily's done it again.
Yes.
Muscat Daily. Let's hear it for the Muscat Daily.
Woo, woo, woo.
Come on then. Here we go. Do I need some Chinese music? I have to. If we're going to do it, we've got to do it properly. Here we go. Big news story in today's Muscat Daily.
The headline is interesting facts about China's bicycle graveyards.
Great.
Actually, it's more just about bicycles in China. Seriously, I'm good at speed reading and I can't find anything about the actual graveyards in this.
Chuck it over here. Let me read that. So, this is interesting facts about China's bicycle graveyards. Over the last few years, the bicycle sharing phenomenon has taken the world by storm. Especially in China.
Go on then.
With a blah, 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 blah. Dockless variety. Yeah, regular users. Godsend. Allows them to avoid primary traffic. However, here we go.
Read on.
The supply has vastly outpaced demand.
This is what I thought, but read on.
Many Chinese cities, ill-equipped to handle the sudden flood of millions of shared bicycles, have been overwhelmed. Illegal parking has led to clogged sidewalks while damaged and mangled bikes are routine occurrence. Here we go. This is the Chinese bicycle graveyards.
You'd think so, right?
Recently, a number of bike sharing companies went out of business.
You don't trust me at all, do you?
I want to know where the bicycle graveyards are in China.
We're going to have to look elsewhere.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
No need to wake up and get out of bed or anything.
George Ryland.
Wake up and assimilate the day.
Woo! Get up. Hiya fam.
Morning. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Morning.
Purveyors of fine morning radio.
Well, morning radio.
Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry are officially back together.
Yay.
Yay. Congrats on locking down one of the most gorgeous women on earth.
Yay.
Katie. You know it. You know it.
They're one of those couples, though.
Yeah.
That together, they just get duller.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Morning.
Together, we're your morning experience. Every morning here on High FM. Fairy tales were written in a time when things were very, very different.
Like the Grimm brothers.
And that's leading to a very 2018 trend, George.
Is this something to do with snowflakes?
Yes, it is, actually. Ugh. Yeah. According to a quarter of parents who were surveyed, they say that they change parts of those classic stories when they tell them to their children because they're too scary.
Well, if you've got a really young child, some of them are a bit hardcore, aren't they?
Or they send a bad message to them.
Meh.
They're not politically correct, George.
No, I'm not on board with that.
Right, here are the fairy tales they're most likely to change. So I'll tell you the fairy tale, you tell me what it's about.
Okay.
And I'll tell you whether you're right or wrong for these parents. Little Red Riding Hood, what's that about?
So there's a wolf that dresses up as her grandmother to
there
trick
you go.
Her.
Yes.
And he ate the grandma.
Oh, not in 2018. The wolf doesn't eat the grandma. And instead of killing him, he and Little Red Riding Hood become friends at the end.
No. Surely, hang on, just to take you back to all that. Right. That's not a great message to send out, is it? If someone's trying to attack you and kill your family,
you'll
probably end up friends, it's fine.
That's, yeah, good point. Three little pigs.
Something about a market and they die.
And who's in it? Who's the baddie?
It's a wolf.
The wolf again. In the Three Little Pigs, the updated version, they don't trick the wolf into going down a chimney into a boiling pot. He just apologises and they let him go.
No, there are some things in life you should be scared of.
The gingerbread man. What's that about?
Gingerbread man that gets eaten.
No, he doesn't, George! He doesn't get eaten at the end in 2018. Oh, no.
No, he should get eaten. He's a biscuit.
I know. We know that. That's
why. Biscuit.
I said this is going to make you mad.
Stone human.
Hansel and Gretel. What happens in that?
Kids lost in woods.
There you go. No, they don't get abandoned in the woods, according to these new parents. And they don't kill the witch to escape. All right. And last but not least, the ugly duckling. What's that about?
Does what it says on the tin.
Yes. Parents these days basically avoid telling the ugly duckling story because it promotes body shaming and bullying.
Just avoid all stories if you can't bear it.
Apart from Snow White and the Seven Exceptional Men of Non-Average Height.
No, you can't use that one. Non-consensual kiss.
Or Goldilocks and the three guys she met on Tinder.
Now there's a horror story.
Hi, FM.
Take a seat.
Robin Banks.
Right over there.
George Ryland.
You all right?
Yeah,
how's your chin?
You got today.
it's just a little itchy
ever since I put makeup on.
Yeah, I've got the same problem.
Moving on.
Come on then.
I think we've probably all had the situation where you've been on a date with someone, you don't want to see them again, but you can't get rid of them very easily.
Well, I don't know. I was desperate during my times.
Okay, so either side of the fence that you've been on, we all know the situation, yeah?
Yeah, right.
This is extreme, though.
Okay.
This is in Arizona in the States.
Yeah.
Jacqueline went on a date with a fella.
Never trust a lady called Jacqueline.
Well, definitely not, no. And possibly don't ever go on a date either after this.
Right.
Guess how many text messages she sent after the date?
10.
Up.
20.
Up.
Hundreds.
Up.
1,000?
Up.
No.
Yeah.
You're making this up.
I'm not.
5,000.
Up.
No. You're kidding me.
Put a 6 in front of that.
6,000?
No, in front of the 5.
65,000?
65.
How? There's
thousands.
George, there's no way that you could actually do that.
500 a day.
Turns
out she wasn't busy. She's now in jail.
Oh my gosh.
She was arrested.
What?
Having a bath in his house. Just don't date people. It's not worth a risk.
Have you got a picture of her?
Yeah.
You know, just in case. Let's have a look. No, she's all right.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, kid.
It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM. كان زوال الحين العالم هذا كله تطور واحنا في 2018.
Hey, listen to that.
الأشياء العجيبة واللي هي ما موجودة معنا في
السوق. A voice.
It sounds chirpy.
That's Kozai. From Hala, who has been away for how long has he been away for?
I honestly have no idea.
It's about, seems like ages, doesn't it?
Couple of weeks? Maybe?
Yeah, a couple of weeks, let's say that.
I had actually forgotten about Kozai in general, so a least a couple of weeks.
Should we get him in?
And, yeah, and when he finishes talking.
Right, when he finishes talking. And he's in there with that other dude. That other dude was on his own for a couple of weeks.
Smiley dude.
Well, yeah, I like him, but... Kozo's my favourite.
That's because Kozo talks to us.
He does, yeah. And then, yeah, he's really nice. He came in earlier and he had his hand on his heart.
Oh.
He did stop slagging off his man bag.
No.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just pointing out he has a bag.
He has a man bag.
Satchel. What's in it?
And he came in, he was all smiley. I think he really missed us.
No, he didn't.
No, I think he did.
No, there's no way.
Hey, listen, you can't feign that excitement at seeing my face and your face.
Yeah, he can. He does it all the time.
He's really good at it. Right, as soon as Kozai stops talking, we'll get him in, right? So let's bang out another song.
Should if he knows that we want him in here, he's just going to carry on and on and on till the end of the show.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Bex.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks.
Woo!
يا سلام صباح الخير لكل من يسمع هاي اف ام.
All right, this is not the Hala feed that we're playing.
This is Hi FM.
This is actually Kozo.
And today the breakfast show will gonna be in Arabic.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Shall we go?
You cannot say anything.
Please. Okay, yeah, great. Let's go, George.
Actually, wait. I need to say something before you go.
From Hala.
Wait. I need to say something before you go. I miss you guys.
Yeah.
I miss you.
We missed you too. I think the audience missed you.
Oh, come. They leave me here. So I cannot say anything because they already leave the studio. Anyways, yeah, George, yeah, Jamaa, what's happening here? Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I'll tell you something. Yeah, Robin. فصباح الخير لكل من يسمع لي هاي فم. We are talking today about... Yeah, welcome.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm not
right.
I'm not right. Please come. No, please, come.
I need to tell you something.
I need to tell you something. What, please, come.
Tell me on the radio.
No, come.
We'll listen.
Come here.
We'll listen.
I need you.
I need
you. Yeah, that. please. welcome back.
Yeah. Giving it all the large
welcome,
one there.
Welcome, George.
Oh. That's what you do the rest of the show.
You're just bright today. You're just bright.
Yeah.
Not Robin.
We missed you.
Really?
We really missed you.
Where have you been?
Somewhere.
Where?
Somewhere.
Where have you been?
Please.
Come on, where have you been?
No. I was in London.
London!
Yeah!
Wow. Why were you in London? Holiday or...?
Yeah, it was holiday, yeah.
Right.
It was a very small holiday.
Okay.
Just only for 80 days.
80?
Eight days,
right.
You had sunshine.
In London.
Yeah. Only the last 3 days I was there, sunshine. But it's good. Great. It's good.
Now you've brought the sunshine back.
Yeah.
It's you.
Oh,
it's
please.
You.
Don't say that.
Too much sunshine, though, if you just take it down a bit.
Please. Yeah.
Close the window. All right,
listen, thank you very much for coming back, and thanks for coming in.
I really will. I missed you.
I know. Yeah, I know you have. Yeah. It's
really?
Our faces.
Because you didn't call or message or email.
Well, actually, there is
that. I have your numbers, by the way.
You have mine. You have my number. You could have sent me a little message going, here I am in London.
Yeah. Just saying, I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Thinking
just,
of you.
Just checking in.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
All right. It's Kozai from Hala. There he is. Woo! Thank you.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, not bad.
Yeah, good. Who is this?
This is Ali.
Ali, you said that like we should know you.
Well, I didn't disclose my last name, so that's good.
Oh, hang on. You said this the last time we spoke. I do know you now.
Seatbelt dude.
Seatbelt man.
Did you get it fixed?
Yes.
Hang on. Let me just recap. This is the man who called us last week, and he said his seatbelt was broken, and he had to put it into his jeans so it looks like he's got his seatbelt on. And then we had a bit of a debate with you and said, look, if you have an accident, you'd be thrown out of the car. Trousers will come off, won't they? You'd be running down the highway with just your pants on.
Yeah.
Not a good look. So the big question...
Have you had it fixed?
Yes.
Yay!
Safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
Check you out, all legal.
You see, well done. And did you actually, get it fixed after taking our advice? Because we care.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
That's okay. Thank you. That's all right. That's what we do here. We give good advice.
Cheers.
Pity about the radio show.
Yeah, but the advice is very sound. Get your seatbelt fixed and keep your trousers on in public.
I think that's the only advice you give.
In fact, that's advice for life.
Public service broadcasting.
That's it. It's
finest.
Done. Ali, thank you very much for belling us back.
Thank you. Cheers.
Follow us on Instagram. I will follow you.
Radio.
You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
I thought you were dancing then. I saw you in my peripheral. I thought you were getting down to this new song. But you weren't. You were just giving yourself a little little warm-up. Oh, God. Oh, it's too early.
Oh.
You all right?
Yeah.
This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Morning.
A new book reveals towards the end of his life, Robin Williams felt like he didn't know how to be funny. Or, as it's otherwise known as, the Merge Radio Disease.
Uh-oh. Hiya.
Here we go, here we go.
Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hiya, Fem.
Oh, you caught me drinking my tea.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, man, that's good tea.
Is it?
I love a cup of tea.
Got a new activity for you.
Brilliant. I need an activity. Will it do my knee in? Because I don't want to do something. I tried tennis last week and I did my knee.
All you really got to do is float.
It's not in one of those tanks, is it? Because I tried that years ago. I just got bored.
You're saying tank? Cage of death is what it's actually called.
Oh, nice
all
and relaxing.
All you've got to do is float.
Oh, yeah.
See-through, cage.
Yeah.
There's some scratches on it, but you can still see enough.
Right, hang on. How big is this cage?
Big enough.
Big enough. So I'm lying down.
No. What? You're just going to float in the cage, as you would, but in water.
Oh, I'm in water.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm in water.
Otherwise, how would the crocodiles be around
you?
Oh,
you're kidding. You're all relaxing. That's nice. I'll do that. Yeah.
I did shark diving and that was cool, but this does look quite hardcore.
Okay, so this is not relaxing, is it?
That's not going to be relaxing. What they're going to do is they're going to lower you into the water in your Perspex cage, what it looks like. The cage of death.
Oh, my God.
That's got some holes in it, oddly. And the crocodiles are all around you, and then they're going to feed the crocs around you as well.
That sounds exciting.
And then at some point,
they're going to open the cage of death, right?
Yeah.
Basically, of course they are.
I would definitely do that.
Yeah,
but
good.
It's in Australia, which apparently doesn't exist. Flat earthers.
Now you're going into something completely different.
Hi, FM.
Take a seat. Robin Banks. Right over there.
George Ryland.
Hi, FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Morning.
Purveyors of alrightish radio in the morning.
Well, something to aim for.
I mean, you're listening right now, aren't you? Must be. Oh, there goes someone. See ya. I'm not sure anything sums up modern dating better than this. This was a story in the Wall Street Journal about how the biggest way to tell if a new relationship is serious or not is...
In the Wall Street Journal?
Wall Street Journal. What do you reckon? What is the biggest way to tell if a new relationship is serious or not?
Depending on how they treat you?
You would think it would be something like that.
But I'm presuming financial if it's Wall Street Journal, surely.
No, it's nothing financial. It is whether you know the other person's last name.
Stop it.
It kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, if you don't know their last name, you're not in a relationship with them.
Well, you're mostly meeting people on apps where you only see their first name, or you meet them out and you put them in your phone with their first name.
Then you're not in a relationship with them.
Like Tony Jim.
All right, so if I know the middle name, what then? If you've taken it to the next step and you even know the middle name.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
By this.
Yeah.
This is madness.
Everyone knows that people like keeping that extra layer of distance these days. So
surname?
Yeah, you really... Really?
Well, I mean, for a start, there's not really much I can do about that. It's kind of out there. But I wouldn't want to go past a first date without knowing someone's surname.
Surname.
It makes it so much easier to do some research.
Well, exactly. Which is what this is saying.
Oh, you can do it without.
This is what this is saying. So if you're texting with somebody and they offer up their surname, their last name, they're cool with you about being able to Google them and social media stalk them, George. Which means that they are serious about you. You get it?
I get it, but I just wonder how many people are on like their fifth, sixth date and they don't actually know who this dude is.
That's what we're saying.
Oh, man's
higher firm.
Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Is he coming in?
Doesn't look like it. Was there two or three coffees on that tray?
I didn't see. I need to go out and get him. It's Kozai from Halla.
Just take one of them if there's only two.
Dude. Hey, wind him up and say that you wanted one as well.
Yeah.
Here's Kozai.
Thank you. I brought me a coffee.
What do you want?
Look at his glutes and getting all aggressive. Look at him. He's trying to style it out. You all right?
No.
Why? What's up?
I don't know.
Is it the money worries again?
Yeah. Kozai from Hal has got money worries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Why we have to talk about money?
We don't have to. We could talk about anything. We could talk about your health. Is your health all right?
Yeah.
Your knees all right?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Who's that coffee for? He doesn't know who to give it to. It's Kozai from Halle.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
You all right?
Yeah.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
Shall we do a personality test?
Oh, you're actually a sociopath.
Well, we both like food, and I got sent this last night, and I mean, take from this what you want.
Is it from BuzzFeed?
No, it's not.
Then you'll be getting married on the 2nd of October, 2025.
It is from researchers at the Smell and Taste Foundation.
Okay.
Who knew that there was one?
That could be the best or the worst place to work.
They've been doing an ongoing study about how our sense of taste is linked to how we behave, right?
Right.
So they've got five taste profiles and what they supposedly say about your personality.
Okay.
So I've got spicy food, sweet stuff, sour foods, bitter things, or salty stuff.
Spicy.
Spicy. If you like spicy food, you're more likely to be a risk taker. Spicy food fans tend to like new experiences, including things like roller coasters and horror movies.
Well, that does fit, although
it does, yeah.
All the accidents in the UK did put me off roller coasters.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I love a horror movie.
You
still.
Do, yeah. They freak you out, but you still go.
Exactly.
All right.
I feel the fear and do it anyway.
Take that into your day. I like bitter things, so bitter things here.
Really? Like what?
I do like black coffee sometimes.
I don't know why I'm thinking of celery.
You're more likely to be antisocial and insensitive.
Wow.
You might even be a psychopath.
I'm just going to leave that there.
Here we go.
Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
This is High FM, Robin Banks.
That's me over here.
George Ryland.
That's her over there.
I have a man drawer.
Yeah, I think everybody's got a man drawer.
So the man drawer, in my head, is something which is in the kitchen.
Yes.
It's got like your batteries, be they new or old, you may not know.
Yeah.
Keys, you don't know what they're for.
Yeah.
Cards, you don't know whose they are.
Screwdriver.
Screwdriver, yes. And plastic bags.
Yes, and if you can fit it, a hammer in your man drawer.
And possibly some leftover IKEA items.
Yes, that's true. Basically, anything that's in a man drawer is stuff that you think, actually, I might use that soon.
It's kind of got a DIY flavour to it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Matches could be in a man drawer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that
I've
kind
got
of
a
stuff.
Spare pair of sunglasses that I got free from somewhere. It's those kind of things.
What have you got in your man drawer?
Hey?
Some people even put pens in a man drawer.
Yeah, I have a pen in there.
Yeah, you see?
And a pencil.
And maybe a pencil as
you
well.
You never know.
So that's the man drawer.
Word on the street, though, is that the average house has three of these.
Well, that, do you know why? And that's because your man drawer isn't big enough. And you want to start off with one.
But really?
Then, yeah, then you go, oh, God, listen. And you don't want to make another man drawer, but you find that it just happens over time.
As you think about it, maybe the one underneath is becoming a man
drawer. There you go, right?
Envelopes and speakers.
Yeah, you don't want it to become a man drawer because you just want one man drawer.
That's all you need is one man drawer.
You can't have two man drawers, but then it develops over time.
So I've got two man drawers
there you
and then
go.
The man cupboard outside where that dude lives.
Is he still there?
Winning!
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.
Banks here, runs over there.
Morning.
Deadpool 2 doesn't come out until the weekend, but Ryan Reynolds already has a message for people who go and see it to keep your mouth shut.
He doesn't mess around.
Shut up. Now, he was a little less diplomatic about it.
I imagine so.
And the tweet, I'm going to quote the tweet.
Okay.
Almost everyone involved in the film has given maximum effort for the past 2 years, maintaining the highest level of super secrets, like how David Blaine catches bullets in his mouth and the secret blend of 11 herbs and spices in Colonel Sanders' delicious moustache.
We're asking that when you see Deadpool 2, you don't say a, insert word here,
right,
word about the fun stuff in the movie, because it would be super lame to spoil the fact that Deadpool dies in this one. Joking. Wake up in the morning. Do you want to come around and see his picture?
Yes, I do.
First? Yeah. Okay, this is a dude who is really nice. We've met him. Well, I've met him. I think George has... Right, wait until it loads. That guy.
No.
No, it doesn't ring a bell with you.
No.
I think he was the guy that was too scared to say hello to you. But he sends in every single day. He sends...
Every day.
Videos.
That's
in.
That's dedication.
And yesterday he sent one, two, three... Three videos in. The day before, two videos.
How long are these videos?
Well, there's 10 seconds, 1 minute 47, 1 minute 13.
Right.
And it's just all random stuff.
Okay.
And we don't watch them. I mean, because they are... There's no easy way of saying this, is there?
Boring. Right.
I remember watching them like months ago. I swear he's been caught. He's been sending these videos for ages. So let's give him a shout and just, you know, say hello and ask him why.
Maybe wake him up.
Maybe we're in a group or something.
Hello.
Is that Muhammad?
Yeah, speaking.
Hello, my man. It's Robin Banks and George Ryland over here at High FM.
Good morning.
So, listen, Muhammad, you listen to the show, yeah?
Yes.
And you send us in videos, like, every day. Every single day.
Every day.
Sometimes, I'm just scrolling back here, sometimes there's... five videos. There's a couple of pictures there. There's a video that's 3.5 minutes. Are we a part of like a WhatsApp group, or are you just sending them to us?
No. It's not just like that. It's just to see the videos.
So how many people do you send these videos to every time?
No. I don't send to everybody. I send only specific people.
Oh, right.
I don't send. To multiple people, I don't send.
Okay, right. Okay,
but there's a lot of people getting videos every day.
I didn't send them to everybody. Like some people, I receive a lot of videos, but
it's a tailored service.
Yeah. Do you, Muhammad, watch the videos that you get sent?
Yes. I watch all the videos.
You watch them all, and
where
then...
do they come from? Okay, don't want to know.
And then you think you watch these videos, and you think, do you know something? Robert and George will like this.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, no. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do we need to redo our subscription?
Maybe we...
the boxes.
Is there an unsubscribe button? All right, Muhammad. Do you know what we'd really like? As well as the videos, which sometimes, actually, I'm going to be really honest with you, sometimes we don't watch. We'd like a little message from you.
Maybe instead of the videos, if you fancy.
Yeah, just like, all right, guys.
How's it?
Good morning.
Okay.
Because it's nice to hear from you.
It is nice. We met you once, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it was really nice.
It was.
You are, in person, really like normal and friendly and lovely.
That was a backhander.
Thank you very much.
That's all right. Okay. Were you the guy that was too scared to meet George?
No,
that was somebody else. Yeah. All right. All right, Muhammad, thank you so much for taking our call.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. No, thank you.
Thank you.
We just turn up here. Thank Goodbye.
You. Goodbye, sir. Have a nice morning.
You too, my friend. Goodbye. You got to get
the worst of the High FM morning show. Turn it
beat up. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
Do you remember the last time we did a story like that?
How could I forget?
All hell broke loose.
I packed a bag.
It was fantastic. I had to go onto that website and defend us. It wasn't me. I just read the story about the angry beaver. And you, George Ryland from High FM, you lost it for some strange reason.
That wasn't me. I only just started it.
You're crazy.
I've literally been here 2 months, dude.
I don't know what you thought about that story about the beaver attacking the Christmas tree.
Wrong blonde.
No, it was definitely you.
Definitely.
And now there's another one. There's another angry beaver story. This time it chased a student through a housing estate.
What made it mad?
I don't know. It doesn't say in this story. This woman was just walking to a supermarket near her home when the angry beaver appeared from a nearby housing estate. It turned and stared and started towards me. I thought it was going to attack, so I ran.
Is that the whole story?
That's it.
Was it a slow news day?
It must have been. Any excuse for a story about an angry beaver?
I got the stink eye from an animal. Call the Daily Mail.
Top story.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Seriously, though, we stink out loud.
George Ryland. That was terrible.
Woo. Get up.
High FM.
Banks here, runs over there.
Morning.
It's High FM, that's the radio station. When you eat fast food, do you feel good after it or do you feel bad? No, you feel bad, right?
I either feel like, man, I don't care, or I feel really bad.
According to an author called Rachel Kelly, she's just got a new book out called The Happiness Diet. She says because of all the trans fats in fast food, especially the fries, when you eat fast food, puts you in a bad mood.
And then you're hungry again, literally about 20 minutes later.
She doesn't mention that. She doesn't go on to anything about that. It's just a mood, like pessimistic, aggressive, and depressed. And she said that fast food isn't the only food that she says will bum you out. Basically, everything that tastes good will.
That can't be right.
Diet soda, sugary cereal, pizza, salty snacks, prepackaged donuts. Oh, I'd love a donut right now.
But there is stuff that tastes good that isn't bad for you.
Like what? Name it.
Fruit.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Okay, no, we're talking about junk food.
Don't they put something in fast food, though, to give you a bit of a buzz at the time?
Yes, they do, George.
What?
This thing called taste.
Uh-huh.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
Oh, my God, George, I've got some news.
Oh!
I've got some news.
Is it good news?
It's good news.
Then you know what to do.
Let's do it.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
Are you ready for the good news?
I'm ready for the good news.
We have been doing the video podcast. There's a new one online right now for you at highfmradio.com. We've been doing that for a little over 6 months, I think.
Yeah, definitely over 6 months.
We've got an audio podcast as well.
Yes.
But for the moment, forget about the audio podcast.
Right.
Each one of these podcasts that we do is out every week. We've got a new one every week. George, for the first time ever on the comedy section of the video chart, we're number one!
Woo!
We got number one video podcast in the comedy section in the region.
Yes!
Thank you to us.
What's included in the region?
Don't ask.
I'll take it.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Ty FM, the first pictures, video actually, Khloe Kardashian finally shared a video of her baby girl.
Yeah, I saw a picture.
Yeah, True Thompson.
A bit weird looking.
It is, isn't it?
It is, right? It's not just me.
It looks like there's loads of filters going on there.
Quite kind of protruding. No, that's not quite the right way to say it. I don't even know how to describe
it. I do get you. Happy 1 month, True, she captioned the sweet little clip. And Khloe Kardashian's family won't pressure her to leave Tristan Thompson, but only because pressuring her wasn't written into the script. And Khloe and Tristan were spotted on a movie date recently.
They were.
They bought tickets to Infinity War, but I'm sure Tristan will see some other movies behind her back. Thank you.
Here we go.
Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Right, you're in the car and you're going to work.
Okay, yep.
How are you feeling in the car right now?
I start off with a slight sense of smugness that I'm not on public transport.
Right,
I can set the temperature.
Yeah.
I'm quite comfortable. This soon evaporates when I hit the first traffic lights and there's a red.
So you're getting...
How long?
A bit of road rage.
No, I wouldn't say rage. It's just, it's a mild frustration.
Okay, yeah. There are two main places where you can be really alone on a regular basis. In the bathroom and your car.
Oh, myself. I want to be all by myself in the bathroom, though.
Do you really think of being in your car on your work commute right now as your little personal alone time bubble?
I guess so. I mean, it's not something I constantly think about, but yeah.
79% of people who drive to work think of it as me time.
Wow,
me
that's a bit sad, isn't
40%,
it?
Right? Oof. Say they love being in their car on their commute.
What? I'm guessing most of these are parents, though, aren't they? Once they've dropped the kids off,
maybe.
It must just be like a...
It doesn't actually say. You get to be alone. You can ignore phone calls if you want because you're driving, and you get to listen to whatever you want, a.k.a. us. So thanks for that. Obviously, your commute isn't total bliss, though, right?
Because you're listening to us.
Yeah. You're welcome. Wake up.
I woke up.
live from Muscat Ground Mall. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Hi FM.